just things for me.
Hello, podcast legends. My name is Ben Greenwood. I'm the off-road performance coach. This podcast is to share with you how we do things at Race Ready Off-Road Coaching. So if you want to be a beast on and off the dirt bike, you've certainly come to the right place. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about injuries and what they can actually teach us. If you watch the Supercross on the weekend, our old mate Kenny got taken out, bike malfunction, ejected. He's saying, I think from what I've gathered from his social media, that he's probably tweaked a knee and an ankle there to some degree. The Vic Off-Road, Aussie Off-Road round, national off-road round that I went to in our state on the weekend, ton of injuries. Technical track, steep, lots of rocks, drop-offs, steep downhills, catching people out, especially on the second day once the track got beat up and a bit rougher. A lot of the rocks started coming through. Probably people are getting fatigued too. There was like a lot of injuries, a lot of ambos. So my point there is like, and you guys listening to this podcast know this, we race dirt bikes, right? We're not playing lawn bowls. So the reality, if you race dirt bikes, say for a 10-year period, for a decade, pretty common for people that they'll dedicate sort of 10 years to racing. The reality of you getting through that 10 years with zero injuries is non-existent. Like there's going to be some, we're going to pick up some injury along the way. It might be a tweaked knee, it might be a tweaked lower back, it might be a separated AC joint, it might just be like a gnarly corky on your thigh. There's going to be some sort of injury along the way. So this is where consistent training comes in, I believe, and it's what I want to talk about today is, like, I think most people overlook it. There's the obvious performance game, right? Like, obviously, the reason that we're training, or one of the big reasons we're training, is to feel that tangible benefit in our performance, in our fitness on the dirt bike. That's a no-brainer, right? That's the big deer in the headlights. Then there's also injury resilience. So the placing the desired amount of stress on the body will have a positive effect to our tissue quality. So the quality of our muscle, the quality of our tendons, ligaments, even bone density, all of these things adapt and progress in a positive fashion to strength training when we place the desired amount of stress on the body. Then I believe what most people kind of overlook is just that learning, that knowledge that we gain about our body. Think about, I'll use myself as an example. There's two versions of me, right? I decide I'm going to race harder this year. I haven't trained at all. Just been naturally bike fit my whole life. I decide to start training now, 10 weeks out from Hatter. The other version of me has been training for a decade, been training consistently for a decade. I've learned a ton about my body. I go into Hatter and I have a big crash. I separate my shoulder and tweak my knee. Which version of me do you think is going to handle that injury better and get back to racing or get back to peak fitness quicker? The one that has spent 10 years learning about their body, training, strengthening, or the one that only started training 12 months ago and really knows nothing about training? Because you're not going to learn a ton in 12 weeks, that's for sure. You're probably going to learn that you should have started this 10 years ago, right? My point there is that the process of training consistently is what teaches us so much, or what can teach us so much about our body. Like I say, we race dirt bikes, so ideally our training is making us more resilient to injury, And I truly believe it certainly does. However, like I say, we race dirt bikes. You get thrown off your dirt bike at Hatta doing 130, 140k an hour, like you're in the lap of the gods. Like if you wrap yourself around a tree or you get ran over by another bike, like anything can happen out there. So yes, there is a component of improving our resiliency to injury, but there's also this component of what we learn about our body and how it adapts positively to stress. If you've been training consistently for years, you will understand that when you place the desired amount of stress on your body, that being strength training and obviously cardio too, but here we're talking sort of about injury, like rehabbing an injury or getting back to full health after an injury. It's going to be most commonly like those gains are coming more from the strength side than the cardio side. So you will understand that when you place the desired amount of stress on the body from strength training, you support that with adequate sleep and nutrition, the body adapts positively over time. It gets better, it gets stronger, it potentially gets bigger. If you do eat enough and you want, and that is a goal that you actually want to put on some muscle mass, that is an achievable outcome when you train consistently. So what we begin to learn is we begin to learn that the body is this resilient, adaptable organism. So when we put it in this environment, we can cultivate this environment of growth, this environment of progression. So if we do happen to become injured, which heaven forbid can occur, like I've mentioned, it's a gnarly sport. Ideally, we want to limit those injuries as much as possible. But if one does happen to occur, when we understand that process of positive adaptation and creating that environment of progression and growth, we very simply understand that all that has happened when we pick up an injury is we've just slid back down that scale a little bit. We're just going to have to regress things back. It's a bit of a setback. We've moved back along this scale, maybe 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, depending on the injury and how severe it is. But we keep progressing forward from there. We might have to modify things. We might have to change things, but we still maintain the habits of training. We just change the plan a little bit and we're just picking things up from that regressed version and moving forward. So obviously there's a mindset around that too. And the more experience you have, the more injuries that you have to go through and deal with. If it's your first major injury, it's not going to lie, it's tough mentally. Like you feel like it's a disaster, right? However, again, once you've been through a few, you'll understand how to deal with them. And we can begin to have this sort of view it through this lens of growth. What is this teaching me? Like I say, sometimes it is just a straight up freak accident that causes it. Sometimes there's something that we can learn there that we can improve on next time that caused it to happen potentially. There's something we can improve on down the line that will mitigate the chances of that happening again. So like I say, injuries are this opportunity for growth, this opportunity for learning. And that learning comes every single week from our training, or it begins, I should say, every single week with our training, because we're learning, okay, how does my body respond in this situation? Maybe like last time I tweaked my back was like 8 years ago now. So if I do happen to tweak my back again, which could happen, I know exactly what to do. If I was to tweak my back next week, I know exactly what I need to do to progress from there because I've been through that situation. Same with a knee. I've tweaked my knee more than a couple of times. If I was to go out riding tomorrow and tweak my knee or pop my ACL, I know exactly what to do the next day in the gym. I know where to start. It's not an ideal situation. It's not a fun situation, but I've learned what the process is to move myself forward from that situation. So this is why I feel like it is just so important. I know I harp on about it all the time, but for you guys that are listening to this podcast, like, even if you're not racing full time, even if you're not, you don't have this like goal, this like a goal race that's on in 12 weeks time that you're training for, or you don't want to win a championship or whatever the hell it is, don't let that stop you from training. Because the more consistently you can train, and like I say, that might just be for you, that might just be 2 40-minute sessions a week. That's it. But you do that consistently. What you stand to gain from that is exponential. And there will come a time, I will guarantee there will come a time in your life. It might not be this year, it might not be next year, it could be in 2 decades' time, when you will be tested and something will happen. And all of that effort, all of those training sessions that you have devoted your time to, the experience from them will pay off. Whether it be in a lower level of injury, if something, again, heaven forbid, if something is to happen and you do have an accident, it might pay off by lowering that, the severity of the injury. It might pay off just from how you respond to it again, because you're like, damn, I got hurt, but it's all good. I got this. I know what to do because I've been training for the last 10 years. So I know how to handle this. Again, to go back to Kenny, honestly, I feel like he is probably one of the, out of anyone who could come back from an injury like a knee or an ankle like that, I feel like he's the one of the, like out of all the races out there, he would be one that I would say would definitely be able to come back from something like that. Like I saw people posting on social media saying, that's it, Kenny's out, he's done, his career's over. Like he just tweaked his knee and his ankle, man. Like it's not that bad. Like even if he snapped his ankle, which he didn't, like obviously Eli came back last year from a fully snapped Achilles. Like an Achilles is a way harder injury to come back from than a tweaked knee or a tweaked ankle. Yeah, like even if you had to have a full ACL reconstruction, is still not as gnarly as an Achilles injury. And I feel like Kenny, like obviously I don't know exactly what he does for training, but he is one of the racers at the elite level that does share a bit of his stuff on his social media, on his stories. And we know he deadlifts heavy, he front squats heavy, he split squats heavy, he does a shitload of plyometrics, he does a ton of stuff where he's working on core strength, rotating his core, bending his core, all of that good stuff that's building a resilient as possible body for him to go out and race. So what I mean by that is he's got all this experience, he's got all this knowledge, and he's been training hard for a long, long time. So I feel like if anyone out there at that level is going to have the knowledge, two, the mental resilience to be able to go, okay, this is just a bit of a setback, I can rehab this, come back next year, I feel like Kenny would be that guy. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he puts up a post at the end of this week and he says, that's it, I'm done. I don't know. But I feel like I say, out of all of the guys out there, like if that happened to AC, that's a career ender. He's obviously retiring, but if that happened to AC, I would put my money on. He doesn't seem like the sort of dude to me that has the resiliency to come back from an injury like that. Whereas someone like Kenny, I'd put my money on that. He would come back and still not just come back to make up the numbers, but come back and be like where he's at right now, which is like he's had a pretty good season, I think. If you, like a lot of people wrote him off when he left Honda, that he would never win a race again or never get a podium again. And he's put that dirty old Suzuki on the podium a few times. So yeah. Anyway, I just thought I would share that because I know there's probably a lot of you listening to this that may have been injured or maybe going through an injury, and you might have just thrown your hands in the air and be sitting on the couch and saying, oh, well, it's over. I'm too old for this. Whatever that story is that we tell ourselves that gets validated by people around us. Like, people will say that, oh, you know, you're not getting any younger, you know. You're not as young as you used to be, and all these sort of stories that people tell us when we do pick up an injury. If you can kind of change your mindset around that a little bit, it's going to take work, without a doubt, a lot of it and a lot of consistency. It won't be an easy journey. I would say that too, for sure. There'll be setbacks along the way, but once you have been through that process, you will come out the other end a better person, I would say. And like I say, with knowledge that the body is resilient, the body is adaptable. And when these setbacks happen, we can sort of get back to where we want to be at the very least. A lot of people, an injury like is they actually come back better, because a lot of guys in our sport don't actually train that much. A lot of guys in our sport are just really fucking good at riding a dirt bike. Their skill on a dirt bike is unbelievable. So they can go really fast on the dirt bike. They've haven't had to put that much effort into the fitness side and the conditioning side. So a lot of these guys, when they do actually get an injury, they actually come back stronger. Because then when they get an injury, they're forced to have to rehab it. So they're forced to have to train. All of a sudden, they work on all this stuff, get stronger, better conditioned, and it's an opportunity for growth. You can actually come out the other side in a better place than where you were before you started. So that's it for today. Hope you're all getting out to shred some trail this weekend. I'm not, but nonetheless, we will see you on the next episode.